Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In May 1921, horror struck the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. A white mob massacred more than 300 black Americans in what had been a thriving black-owned business district of Greenwood, sometimes called Black Wall Street. The mob also burned down the town, leaving more than 10,000 people homeless. It was one of the most horrific episodes of racial violence in U.S. history. And after it was over, the mob is said to have dumped the victims' bodies in a mass grave. That alleged gravesite has not yet officially been investigated, but that may change soon. Joining me with that story is Deneen Brown, a Washington Post reporter. Deneen, thanks so much for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Why don't we hear more about this story, Deneen?
Well, for many years, it was only whispered about. From my reporting, white people said that they didn't talk about it out of shame of what happened. And for many years, the perpetrators were alive in Tulsa. Black people didn't talk about it, or they only whispered about it out of fear that it might happen again. The Klan was very active in Tulsa during that year. So for many years, they say state, city officials just covered it up. It was left out of textbooks. Many people who grew up in Tulsa didn't hear about it until they were adults. In 1997, a state commission was organized to start investigating to find out what exactly happened. That was 80 years after it happened. So they interviewed the remaining survivors. Many of them were in their 90s. Some were 100 who could recall very specifically what happened. And that was also the year that the state began to investigate these reports of mass graves in Tulsa. They identified three sites. One was a dump, had been used as a dump in 1921. Two others were cemeteries in 1921. And at each site, they found what they called anomalies. They used ground-penetrating radar to find, you know, what was in these sites. So the report said that they found anomalies that were consistent with what may be mass graves. They suggested that the city physically examine this mass grave site. But at the time, the mayor decided against physically examining the site, and the investigation was closed.
What's the change been? Because the mayor of Tulsa has announced a new investigation into this alleged mass grave. What is the expectation? What are they hoping to find? Is this meant to close that chapter or maybe even open that chapter in history and reconcile with it?
Well, the mayor says that the city hopes to heal from this massacre that happened nearly 100 years ago. This is Mayor G.T. Bynum. He said when he was city council member in 2012, he told himself that if he were ever mayor, then he would investigate, like physically investigate these mass grave sites. He was elected mayor. He said that he has the executive authority now to reopen the investigation. He told me in an interview, he says, we owe it to the community to know if there are mass graves in our city. We'll do everything we can to find out what happened in 1921. And until the questions are answered, until they investigate every site, that the city will continue to be haunted.
What's the reaction been from Black Oklahomans and from the wider community?
The activists I talked to were ecstatic that the mayor had announced that he would reopen the investigation. They had been working for so many years to try to get the city to reopen the investigation and to just to find peace for the people's whose bodies were never found in 1921. They believe that justice was never served and that the people buried deserve proper burials.
Deneen Brown is an enterprise reporter for The Washington Post. Deneen, thanks so much for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you. It was great to be here.